Good morning and welcome to the first word on this Easter Saturday. Easter Cup and the Victoria Handicap. The features at Caulfield, Tancred Stakes and the Vinery. The Group 1s in Sydney. Gareth Hall having a little break over Easter. I think he might even be back in Western Australia filling in this morning prior to Michael Falgate taking over at 10 o'clock. We've got a busy first hour in the first word with plenty of trainers to talk to. And then at 9 o'clock, Dean Lester and David Gately will join me. Actually, at 8 o'clock, Dean Lester and David Gately and Nick Quinn will join me for the Melbourne Form panel to look at the meeting at Caulfield, get their thoughts on the Group 1s in Sydney. And on a day where the Melbourne Racing Club are honouring Ricky Thurgood 41 years after that terrible fall in the Easter Cup, let's get the latest on the conditions at Caulfield with Jason Kerr. Good morning to you, Jason.
Morning, Warren.
Just mentioning that 41 years since Ricky Thurgood had that fall, and I know his family, Noel and Doris, and brother and sister Derek and Deborah, avid listeners, and they've been so good in supporting Ricky through the 41 years of that fall, and great that the Melbourne Racing Club continue to honour his tributes and trials in life and the work that the family have done to maintain Ricky through these years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that sort of the club sort of touches on most years when Easter comes around. But yeah, certainly it's well and truly worth recognising the risk that Joffy's put himself through. And it's a tragic story, but one that the club sort of feels the need to sort of honour each Easter.
Yeah, which is terrific, and the family have been amazing, and the National Jockeys Trust, I think nothing exemplifies the work that the Jockeys Trust does more than the support that they've been offered to Ricky. And what sort of a track are you serving up for Easter Cup Day today, Jace?
Yeah, track's in excellent order, Warren. It's been a good week weather-wise, a little bit of rain last weekend, but since we've had to put a little bit of irrigation in the last couple of days to keep it where we want it, so it's presented good for this morning. The rail's at 6 metres, and we haven't raced on it for 6 weeks since Blue Diamond Day, so tracks in absolutely A1 order with a going stick of 8.3, so that's sort of well into the good fall range. I'd expect, 32 degrees or something now, so it'll warm up a little bit of breeze from the north later in the day, so certainly I'd expect an upgrade probably mid-program.
With that breeze from the north, any idea if that might affect the pattern on the day?
Yeah, they're saying it's 20 to 30 k's an hour, which is, it's solid enough. It'll present as a headwind down the side, then sort of a crosswind as they swing into the straight. So it's not up around those, the 40 to 50 k winds that seem to wreak a bit of havoc here at Caulfield, but certainly it's a fairly stiff holding wind down the side. So I think if it sort of holds up for the afternoon, Jocks will be looking to get some cover out of it at some stage.
And for those that are keen to monitor those conditions through the day, the Melbourne Racing Club app's got terrific functionality in terms of live updates with wind conditions and moisture contents, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the race day app's there. It gives us 2 minutes of upgrades on the wind direction and speed. Obviously, rainfall, as it presents, if rain's around, it gives us an update on that. Obviously, it won't be an issue today, but yeah, certainly it's a good app and keeps everyone up to speed on the latest conditions with the track.
Big weeks coming up. Busy time for Caulfield. Have you got a plan in mind how you're going to manage the rail in the weeks ahead?
Yeah, we have. Well, 5 out of the next 6 Saturdays, which is a busy little period for us. It's at 6 today, so that inside section took most of the wing over the late summer sort of autumn carnival, the True and the Three, so it just needs a couple more weeks to recover. So we'll go 6 today out to 9 next Saturday, then we'll be back into the True position for the Big Vobis Day, 3rd Saturday in April, so that's a million-dollar race on there, so it's a big day this time of year, so we'll certainly be back into the True for that, and then we'll just sort of work our way out in those 3 metre increments. But track's very even right across. We had the luxury of a bit of time post Blue Diamond, so we gave it a renovation, and the lack of sort of real warm weather has been a benefit track wise. It sort of presented that nice mild sort of autumn weather with a bit of rain around. So track's sort of really kicked on the last sort of 2 or 3 weeks since the reno. I think it'll play well today and hold us in pretty good shape for the coming month or so.
Good luck today, Jace. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.
Jason Kerr there. We're on a good 4 in the 6 metre position. Warm day. Probably get an upgrade at some stage during the day. The going stick of 8.3 and a shear of 8.8 at Caulfield. Let's head to Rose Hill. They're on the back up after the Golden Slipper last week and touch base with Sean Patterson. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning.
How's the track come up following Slipper Day last week?
Yeah, look, we had a really good week of weather.
today we're expecting much the same. We're looking at 26 and fine. There's not a cloud in the sky at the moment. No wind around today, so it's very flat. But the track's held up really well. Presented a good fall this morning, and we kind of expected to stay there. We've only had the 1.5 mil of rain this week. But, yeah, look, it's done everything it needed to, and it presents nicely today.
How have you managed the rail following slipper week?
Yeah, well, 3 metres for slipper. We're out to 6 metres. Just get off that wear around the turn. A little bit of wear up the straight, but not too bad. Nice cover of grass. Quite even consistently across the track, so it should race pretty well.
You got an idea? You said race pretty well with the rail in the 6 metre position. With your experience, have you got any idea of a pattern, Rose Hill, with the track relatively firm?
Yeah, look, generally when it's out 6 metres, they'll hug the rail and keep as close as they can. Test that ground first, obviously the quickest way home. But then obviously throughout the day, they'll test the outside and try to up that straight, get as far across as they could and just spin out across the track and find the best ground.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Sean. I'm glad the weather gods have smiled on you leading into the slipper and for the week now and following Saturday. We head towards the championships at Randwick following today, don't we?
Yeah, we do. The weather's been obviously that week, but we've had good weather since, and it looks like good weather in the next couple of weeks. So looking forward to it.
Great news. Thanks for the update, Sean.
Thanks, mate.
Sean Patterson there, the rail out 6 metres. We're racing on a good four at Rose Hill. Team Hawks have got runners at both Caulfield and Rose Hill, and Wayne Hawks joins us this morning. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, Warren. How are you?
Very well. How's the morning been at Flemington, or do we find you in Sydney at the moment?
Oh, I'm at Rose Hill. I'm at Rose Hill with Sean. So hopefully the track plays well, because it's obviously very well documented how we've cut the flogging in Sydney. So the next 3 weeks, for everyone's sake, we need some... great weather.
Let's start with the team at Caulfield and a really interesting runner in the first, a horse called Pesto, an imported galloper in Rupert Lee's colours. What can you tell us about Pesto?
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. He's trailed up well. He's done everything right. You don't always know how they're going to go, these imports, until you try them, because it's like getting any tried horse off anyone. You're still learning what it's all about, so... He's a good sort of horse. He's lovely and relaxed. He does everything right. So as long as he's... it's hard to say, though, just win. His trial was... Well, I reckon his trial was as good as any of ours trial, to be honest, but that doesn't always equate to just winning. If it was an Aussie horse, you'd say, yeah, look, the way he tried, he'll win. But, as I said, as long as he's hitting the line, well, that'll put us in good stead for...
We're learning about him, obviously, watching him today, and no doubt you are too, but from a wide draw, 1,400 metres at Caulfield, what would be a good scenario?
Yeah, it's certainly the visitor's draw. You'd love him to have drawn in a little bit, but I'm worried. I think the day Supernova ran at Rose Hill, he just sat back, flew home, and I went, wow, there's a horse for the future. That'd do me if we could, if that could certainly... Put it this way, if he did that, that'd be a win for us today.
Race three, you've got Hanam. Didn't look to have a lot of luck last start. Had to come through that.
Yeah, he's come through the race really, really well. He certainly had the luck, and it was all bad. So he hasn't had much luck all of his runs. He hated the wet tracks in Sydney and got gelded, came back and had no luck at the Valley a couple of weeks ago. So he's certainly due for a bit of luck, that's for sure. You know, it's a good race. It's not we're coming off golden slippers and those types of races. Not one of those sort of races, but certainly is his chance today.
Military Parade backs up and up in distance to the 1,600 metres. Team Hawks don't often back up the horses in 7 days. How'd he come through that run at Bendigo?
Yeah, well, he's a big, heavy geldings by him, Invincible. And he came through the run. That was just like, well, to be honest, it was a barrier trial. He was a touch slow away and he was out the back and he never did anything to the last 150 metres. So certainly didn't go to plan. Also, the other thing was we're a bit sort of disappointed from the point of view that he was on his Sydney leg the whole way. He didn't really switch over to his Melbourne leg, and it doesn't normally happen with our horses, because they go back and forth so much. They're used to running in both states. So I think he's if you backed him the other day, I think it's certainly a chance to get your money back today.
He goes around in race four, and race eight, Grey Worm, who's made his way down from your Rose Hill base. How's Grey Worm settled into Melbourne?
Yeah, he's done well. I put him on the float Thursday night and he's licked the bin since he's been there, but he's been there before. He ran first up in one of those races, Rubiton, one of those sprint races first up that he ran in, and whatever it was called, and he ran fourth, got beat a length in a bit. So he's done well. Looking for 1,400 now. He's a bit older, so he's certainly his chance too.
Who do you think's the pick of the Caulfield team?
Look, I'd love Pesto to be hitting the line, obviously, but they're pretty even those down there. Hunnan's got a great chance. I reckon Military Parade could bounce back today, so we've got a strong team there today.
Kick off at Rose Hill in the first with two runners in Safe and Mr. Mozart. How do you line them up?
Yeah, Safe's come through the size well. I think he had nearly about a month between runs between his Ballarat win and the size, and it's obviously pushed back an extra week now, but it's been 4 or 5 weeks between runs. He looks fantastic, that horse. He's done super well. He's a big, strong, tough horse as a gelding, and we're really, really happy with him. He's drawn all right, so he's going to have a good run in transit.
What about the stablemate, Mr. Mozart?
Yeah, you don't sit five wide at Warwick Farm and bolt in, and that's what he did at his first and only start. He's a well-bred horse. We trained Mum, and she was a really good filly, and he's a good sort of horse, but he's just drawn, I don't know, when he comes in with scratchings and stuff, but he came out at 19. When the acceptance came out, well, it just about puts you out of play, but the truth of the matter is you'd normally scratch normally, but, you know what I mean, you've got to run him because it's, win and or paddock, you know what I mean? So if you won, you go on the size, and if you don't win, you go to the paddock. So you don't win for those bad barriers, Warren. You need so, so much luck. And as I said, he was caught 4 or 5 deep the other day at Warwick Farm, but, you know, even if you just line him up against Safe, and I think there was a horse like Safe in that race at Warwick Farm the other day. So he's going to, lovely horse, really, really nice horse. Good sort of horse, but he's just going to need a hell of a lot of luck from that ordinary barrier.
Master of Wine goes around in the second. Neville Selwood with Kieran McAvoy aboard from a good draw. What are you expecting?
Yeah, well, you're chasing home the best horse in the country last Saturday, and very elegant. And if she was in this today, she'd be $1. There wouldn't be betting. You're back to a set weights and penalties, and it certainly is chance to step up to the plate and win a race today, Master of Wine.
Mentioned that Team Hawks don't back horses up very often. You've got a raft of them backing up today. I picked the wrong week to say that. Hey, Angel of Truth in the Tankard out to 2,400 metres. And, there's some terrific form lines there.
You're right. You're 100% right. We don't back them up very often, and we've got three today. But when we do, they normally run well. Angel of Truth, you know, he was, I reckon, if W. Pike had his time again, he would have got going earlier in the Australian Cup. So he's only got beaten about a length and a half in the Australian Cup, and he was pretty cheeky, even the race caller Darren Flindell said Angel of Truth's running a cheeky race. To be honest, we thought he'd run big, and he did. He ran third to those good horses, and as I just said a minute ago, very elegant, as good as what there is running around on the day. I believe he just franks the form in Europe. So if Angel can, probably the only minus, I suppose, is as dry today as opposed to wet the other day. But Angel still goes on the dry because, as I said, he only beat the length and a half in the Australian Cup the other day, and he's done super, super well, he has.
You've got Rock and Archdemus going around in the Doncaster Prelude, race 8. Kept Rock in Sydney as opposed to some races down here potentially for him. How do they line up against today's opposition in your eye?
Yeah, Rock flew home the other day when he raced in Sydney a few weeks ago now, and we had him in Melbourne last Saturday, and we're thinking about running him today as well. So track's dry. He hates wet tracks. It's certainly his chance to step up to the plate today, Rock. He's got his foot on the till, so to speak. So it's a good race. It's a good race, but I don't think it's a super race by any stretch. So it's certainly his for the grabbing. And Archdemus, what did he win? He won the Gong in the spring. And he's come back, and he'll actually run the cheeky race first up. He'll run pretty good today.
You've scratched Zarek from Melbourne to Sydney, an imported gallop, another one in Rupert Lee's colours. What's your expectation today in the last over 1,400?
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. He's had 4 starts for 2 wins and 2 seconds, and to be honest, he probably should be unbeaten. He probably should have won 4 out of 4 over in Europe. So he's a bit like Pesto. I mean, he trialled up pretty good. He had a pretty soft, easy trial for one of ours the other day here in Sydney, but he's a really good sort of a horse, and he's quite a promising horse. And this bloke's he's the only import that we've had that's come in and had his first prep and gone all the way through. Most of these horses that come out when they're spelling, they take a prep or two to get a couple of preps to get going. Whereas this bloke, this is his first racing preparation. So if he can, he'd look. He's I wouldn't think he'd win I tell you what, Warren, if he does win, we're in for a hell of a spring with him if he does win, because he's a serious horse. But as long as he's hitting the line big, he's certainly one to follow.
Strong hand in two states. You've said that they're an even bunch, but a good chances at Caulfield. What's the pick of the team overall?
Oh, geez, too tough today. It's going to be Grange or Soft Drink tonight. There's no in-betweens with us. It's a big day for us today, so we need to fire. But maybe Rock, but gee whiz, there's some strong chances today.
Good luck with the team, Wayne.
Thanks, Warren.
Strong hand there for Team Hawks. Trent Besutton's got a strong hand with his partner, Nat Young, both in Melbourne and Sydney too, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, Warren. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. And let's look at the runners at Caulfield first of all, and you kick off in the first with Blinder, who's first up. How's he come to hand?
Good. Got proper ability, the horse, but he's very hot and cold. He throws in a good one, and then next start, he's hopeless. He did a good break. He went to the horse. Went to the paddock, a tired horse, and had a good break. Comeback trial well. He can run well, but it's hard to catch.
Melbourne Storm was a bit of a giant killer running down the short price favourite in Adelaide last out. How's she come home?
Yeah, she's great. She's flying. She's absolutely airborne. Good field today. Sort of off carnival. You thought, you know, this would start to get a bit softer, but certainly put a depth to this field. And saying that, she's a four-time winner. She won her last two, so she's got to be a genuine chance, I think.
Good field in the Redoute's Choice also. How's Exceed and Expect come through that victory?
Look, done nothing wrong. He's improved, definitely. He's a big, big, heavy horse, so he's always going to take an improvement out of first up. He's pleased in his gallop since. It's basically a case of seeing where he's at. You know, it's for maiden on a heavy track on a Sunday going to a Saturday stakes race. And obviously, there are a few in there with reputations. So he's done nothing wrong. We'll find out where he's at. He'll jump well. He'll set up on speed and see if he's got a kick.
So you're done early at Caulfield. You're in the first four with Tysh Goddess, your last runner in race four. How's she come through that recent run?
Yes, super. Draw makes it very tough. Mile start at Caulfield. You don't want to be pushing forward from there. So we'll leave it to Luke. But ultimately, we're probably going to have to go back, copy our medicine, and hopefully she's in the line strong, sort of. Ambitions of maybe getting over to Adelaide for those fillies races, so we'd rather sort of go back and be hitting the line than pushing up and being caught three or four deep and dropping out of it, you know.
Who do you think's your best at Caulfield?
I think definitely Melbourne Storm.
At Rose Hill, a handful of runners also, and in the first, the scratchings enabled the first emergency, forgot you to get into the field. What's your expectation there?
Look, I think he's a serious horse. I think come the spring, he's going to be a really nice starting three-year-old. So it might be a bit soon for him. The field probably come up a lot stronger than I would have thought. And he's got a bad gait, so he'll go back. I think he'll be attacking the line, and sort of there's a mile race next week to Fernhill. And that seems a nice race for him. So as long as he's attacking the line today, we'll be happy.
Rich Hips is already a group winner. She goes around with Ollie aboard third up in the fourth race on the card, the Emancipation. How's she settled into Sydney?
Fantastic. I think she can just about win this filly. She's, she got a squeeze in the group one last up. Coolmore had to go back, and then it was mathematically impossible for her to get anywhere near them, but her sectionals were great. And she'll be, you know, again, she's got an awkward gait. She's probably going to have to go back too, but I still think if she gets a bit of luck, she can be right amongst it.
The Group 1, the Vinery, Race 6. You've got Impecunious out to the 2,000 metres. How do you see that as a challenge for her?
Oh, she'll love the 2,000 out of Isabel Mare. She's all the way through. We thought she'd be a 2,000 metre, mile and a half filly. She hasn't done much wrong without too much luck her last couple of starts. It's a good thing. Beaten two starts ago at Caulfield and didn't get much run at them last start. Hot field, very good field. She'll pick up some of it, but you know, hard to win a race like that, but she'll run well.
Second of the group ones, the Tankard, you've got Mirage Dancer, who's already a good performer and a group one winner in Sydney. How's he going at the moment?
Fantastic. He's as good as he's ever been. His two best runs in Australia have both been over 2,400 on firm tracks. He gets that today. He gets the obviously champion jockey Ollie on, and he gets a nice soft draw, so he's going to get a good run, and he should be there to pick up some of it.
Tagaloa having a gallop between runs at Sandown during the week. How'd he come through that?
Yeah, brilliant. He'll trial at Cranbourne on Tuesday. Some stage get up to Sydney, we might give him a trial around Sydney Way, and he'll go into the All Age Stakes at the end of the carnival.
Who's the pick of the team today in Sydney?
I think Mirage Dancer. But they're tough sort of. They're all across Melbourne and Sydney. Well, I thought they'll run well there. I think our shortest price runners still in double figures. So, well, maybe Melbourne Storms are a bit shorter, but you know they're all double figures outside here. So. Tough to win races on days like this, but nice to have a nice team.
Good luck with the team in Melbourne and Sydney, Trent.
Thanks very much. Cheers, Warren.
Trent Besutton there with Nat Young, got strong hand in both Melbourne and Sydney. Michael Kent Jr. joins us this morning before we take a break on the first word at 24 after 7. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Warren.
How's the morning dawn for you? Where do we find you this morning?
Here at Caulfield, had a busy morning. Nick's been for a couple of weeks with the team up there, and yearling sale inspections have already begun. So very busy, but enjoying all the same. It's a lovely morning here this morning.
Taking a couple out at Caulfield, you kick off in race four where you've got Beau Jasper and Golden Loop going around. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, Golden Loop's on a program sort of to get out in trip. So she'll be here sort of build fitness. I don't think she can figure in the top three off her recent run. But she's going well all the same. And Beau Jasper won a maiden quite nicely last time in. And I think he's over the odds. You know, it's a tough race. It's very good racing all day at Caulfield. But he's got a soft draw. He's trained on beautifully. And he's a very clean-winded galloper. So I reckon he'll give a good sight.
Race five, you've also got a couple of runners with River Twain coming out. But you've got Litchfield County and Immortal Love. We'll start at the top of the weights. How's Immortal Love coming to hand?
He's super. He had a long time off, and he had two jump outs. We've gone very well in both. Craig Newitt knows him very well, and galloped him here Tuesday morning. The course proper and said it's the best he's ever been. I'm not sure. Look, I wouldn't surprise to see him win. We sort of just feel he might take a run. It's probably a bit short of his best trip, and yeah, I think he'll come on fitness wise. But the horse is flying, so look for him sort of second, third up. He'll sort of end up, I reckon, sort of between 6th and 10th somewhere in running and be storming home. Yeah, he does look very well, but I think he might just take the run today.
How's Litchfield County going? He obviously rises in grade, but he's building a nice record. How do you line him up today?
He's flying. Really like that horse, and sectionals would show that. I think he ran the fastest last half mile in 600 all meeting at Sandown when he won quite well from coming off the speed. He's got a lovely barrier draw to suit that race, I reckon. It's a busy race. It's a very strong race. It's almost a group-quality three-year-old sprint. But I think that's the nice barrier draw where he'd just be in a sweet spot, lightweight, 54 kilos, storming home. Michael Walker sort of had a long-standing booking to get back onto Vowmaster, but he would have loved to have ridden this horse as well. So, look, he's done very well, and in a very tough race, he's a nice each-way chance.
Up in Sydney, where Mick Price is, keeping an eye on the team, you've got Quantum Mechanic and Ocean X going around in the Emancipation Stakes Race 4. Quantum Mechanic obviously in good form. How do you line the two of them up?
Yep, she's in rare form. She started the prep race at 69, and now she's a Group 2 winner. Look, another rise again. That was a nice Group 2 for her to win, but this is a different quality Group 2. Some genuine Group 1 type mares there, and she's... you know, consequently, a big price in the market. So, look, she's at the end of her prep, but she's arrived up there in good order. And mares in form, you can't knock them. It'd be no surprise to see her run in the top three. She's flying. Ocean X is first up, so she'll probably take a run, as you'd imagine, being a staying mare. But she had a long time off. She had a hard run in the Melbourne Cup and had a good spell. And I'm pleased to say she's come back better than ever. So she's on a program to sort of get up and trip and head north to Brisbane after this.
They're in race four. In race nine, My Gold Bracelet, first up, and I think from the Warrnambool base. What's the expectation there?
Yeah, she's actually been up there for 3 weeks now in Sydney. We tried to run her a few weeks ago, and the track was very, very firm, so we just pulled her out. And then, obviously, the races were put back a week. So she's done plenty of work, and saying that Mick thinks she'll take a run. He did tell me she's flying. He said on Tuesday morning at Gallup was super. So, look, I think she'll be running on strong. If she can run the top five, you're wrapped. And then look for her as we sort of get into those sort of stakes races in Brisbane with a bit of cut in the ground.
What can you tell us about the debutante Millennium Jewel, race two at Warwick Nabeel with Dean Yendall aboard?
Yeah, had three jump outs. So we sort of picked this race out a while ago and we're trying to win it first up. She trialled well. You know, it's one of those tracks where you need the right run, so she's drawn a nice barrier. Yeah, so I suppose she's an each-way chance. There's a couple of debutantes there to look out for. But yeah, we've sort of tried to get ready to win first up, but we'll see how she goes.
Tory Dixon didn't get us too far into the weekend. We're relying on you now, Michael. What can we do today?
Yeah, I gave him plenty of stick about that. I think Litchfield County is a lovely play at 15-1 each way. I think he'll give you a very good side. He's, I'm pretty sure he's up to this sort of grade, so hopefully he does the job for us.
Good luck today right across the country, Michael.
Thank you.
Michael Kent Jr. there, Litchfield County, decent odds at Caulfield. Time for a break on RSN 927. 7th Melbourne and Sydney, Oakbank as well. Gee, they've had a presence there over the years at Easter. And Ben Hayes joins us this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How's the team? How are you feeling at this stage on Easter Saturday?
plenty of excitement. I think we've got a nice team in today and hopefully we have a good day. Fingers crossed.
Strong hand right throughout the program at Caulfield. We'll start with Sonnery, who's in the first, and Blake McDougall, doing quite a bit of riding for the stable now, takes the ride. How do you line Sonnery up?
Yeah, Blake's been doing a lot of work for us up at the farm, so it's good for him to get those opportunities. But Sonnery has probably been a touch disappointing his last couple of starts, but we've been very happy with him between runs. We've just done a little gear change on him and put a tongue tie on for this race, and in work it seems to have helped him. So hopefully we see the Sonnery from last prep, and he should run a nice race.
The Sonnery that we have seen when he's running well generally gets on the speed and it really fights the races out. Would you expect those tactics today?
Well, I think we will be positive, but we might look to just maybe take a tit off the lead, but we might not be able to. We might just have to roll forward. We'll just leave it to Blake McDougall, but I'm hoping for a big improvement from him.
He's also got the ride on Montia in the second, coming into this race second up. How's the progression been from the first up run?
I was thrilled with her first up run at Pakenham. She got back and really hit the line strong in a slow run race, and I think she ran some of the quickest sectionals of the meeting there. So she's trained on excellent. It's a very hard race, and but I feel she's a nice place chance. I think she'll be hitting the line really strong, and she'll only improve from here on in.
Flying Mascot goes into what's another good race for the Bert Bryant handicap as a last start winner with Damien Lane aboard. From that wide barrier draw, how do you see the race for Flying Mascot?
Yeah, 17's very sticky. If we drew it in, I'd be very confident. But we're just in the hands of the kind of run we get from that draw. She's a horse that naturally rolls forward and puts herself on the pace. So we'll be looking to do that, but we'll be leaving it to Damien, whether we lead or there's enough speed inside us, we can just take a sit and sit just behind the pace. But it is a sticky draw, but she's done really well between runs, and she's a filly we really like going forward towards the Adelaide races in May.
Minhaj resumes in race five, another really competitive race, but first up form around the likes of Swats That and September Run reads pretty well. How's she coming to hand for this prep?
Yeah, we've always highly rated her. Last prep, as you said, her form around September Run and Swats That was very good, but she actually went out and she had stomach ulcers, so we've treated her, and she looks fantastic now. She's really put on nice condition. She's a big, strong girl now, and I'm last prep by design, she kind of ran down the straight every time. So I'm really looking forward to seeing her around a bend. But I like it today, and I think she's probably one of our best chances.
Easter Cup race seven, you've got Harlem and Constantinople. Harlem with that race fitness. How do you line the two of them up in the Easter Cup?
I'll start with Harlem. He ran well in the Australian Cup. He's drawn a lovely gate today. He's getting old now. He's 9-year-old, so he's probably not too many more runs to go before he's retired. He's been a good servant of ours, but he's been great between runs. He's been lovely and fresh. From barrier three, he should get a lovely run. And if he puts in his best, he's definitely capable of running a great race.
What about Constantinople?
So he's had a very long holiday, big long break. He's also had a wind up and been gelded. So there's been a lot of changes. His first up over 2,000 metres, I just feel in a couple of his trials over shorter trips, he's just found it a bit too short. So I think he'll need to run today, but we just want him to balance up, get into a lovely rhythm and hit the line strong and just see him run a nice race. So he's moving well, he's excellent, looks fantastic, and hopefully he can bring that to the races.
While we're talking horses that have had long breaks, how had Rostropovich come through the first up one?
He is a bit like me after a first game of football. A little bit stiff, but nothing wrong. He pulled up great. He's just he's come through it well, and we're all very happy with him.
Your last runner at Caulfield Biometric in race 8 from the inside draw with Sosie Bond heading to Sydney. How's Biometric line up today?
He's good. His work coming into this race has been quite good. We've run him at a mile the last two starts, and we feel he's more just a sit-back 1,400 metre, really hit the line hard. They've been his best run. So he runs well at Caulfield, probably his best run in Australia has been at Caulfield. And from barrier one, he'll need a little bit of luck, but, you know, he's a cheeky each-way chance, and we just want to see him hitting the line and running well.
Got some quality runners in Sydney today. The first of them in the Vinery Stakes, the Group 1 Personal. How's she going for the 2,000 metre assignment today?
We're very happy with her. She's a month between runs. She went over to Albury and had a track gallop there. That really brought her on, and her final piece of work going into this race was really good. So she's third up. She only improved into a prep, as we saw in the spring. And 2,000 is probably where we see her at her best and beyond. So it's a tricky gate, Barry 10. James McDonald will have to put in a 10 out of 10 ride, but if she gets the right runs, she will. I'm very confident she'll be running really well.
Sosie Bond up there for the Doncaster Prelude Race 8. Mark Zara taking the ride. He gets on well with Sosie Bond. How can he perform today?
He's got a big weight, but I feel the horse, in my opinion, is in career best form. He's been running fantastic. We've drawn a nice gate, and it's a race with a really fast tempo, which I think will suit him. He's been jumping well these days and putting himself on the pace. So he'll jump well, put himself in a good position, and I'm sure he'll give a strong kick in the straight. He's a really good place champ.
Pariano heading to Oakbank with Tom Stockdale aboard. How do you line her up in race 7 over there?
She's been racing well over in South Australia last couple of starts, and she's gone for a bit of black type today, and she deserves a shot. Bit of a tricky gate for her, but hopefully Thomas Stockdale can get around that. She gets a good run, and if we get some black type, that's a really good result. But we're happy with her, and she's been working well.
What's the pick of the team across the country today, do you think, Ben?
I think Personal. We're really happy with her. She's probably the star of our stable, so it'd be great if she could win the Group 1. And over in Caulfield, I like Minaj. I think she's good odds and she'll run a lovely race.
And how's the planning going for the transition of the partnership between yourself and JD?
Oh, good. JD's really enthusiastic, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity. It's not an opportunity you take for granted. Not often you get some of the best training facilities in Australia and you're able to train. So it's got to be a great challenge and be fantastic to start the new season with just JD and I.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Ben, good luck today.
Thank you, Warren.
Ben Hayes there from Lindsay Park. Team Snowden have got runners right across the country today, and Paul joins us this morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, mate. How's things in Sydney this morning?
Pretty good. We've got some nice sunshine, great day, so hopefully we can get a couple of winners.
Glad you can be saying that with the weather that had been leading into Slipper Day. We'll start with your runner at Caulfield after Harlem Blues comes out of the fifth. You've got Naj Mahdi, who visually looked very impressive on debut. What did you make of that performance?
Yeah, agree. She's certainly she's a nice filly, and she's ranked a trial form and what she's done there. So, look, it originally wasn't our plan to go down there, but with the postponement of these races put back a week, it gave us an opportunity to definitely have a look at it. And obviously the listed status as a 10-year-old certainly swayed our way. But, you know, she's going down there in good order. She's had three pieces of work, fast work, Melbourne, way up here. So she's as well as you can get her going down there, call for the first time, but we're happy with her.
What about from a position in running point of view? How do you see the race shaping up out of the shoot start?
Yeah, look, it's I think we just give our jock options. She's got speed. She can, like you've seen in her initial start, she's settled sort of back off them. Wherever she can be within the race, she's got to be within herself and sort of in that sort of tracking position where she's nice and comfortable in a nice rhythm. So I think we just got to leave it up to him a little bit. But I assume she might be back from the draw, but we'll see how she jumps.
Heading to Sydney at Rose Hill, you've got Signor Fox and California Zimbol contesting race five. How do you line them up there?
Both quality horses. Signor Fox, he's prepped up really well. He's had three trials and been very impressive on each occasion. So what's vital statistic for him is just dry going, and we've got that today. And look, it's a nice kick-off point for him. He's good, fresh, drawn a great gate, and James McDonald steers. So he's got a lot of ticks. And the filly... there I go again, just with the postponement of these races. She was going to go 3 weeks in the Tab Sapphire. Now it's a month. It was either trial or run. So we thought, oh, we'll accept and see what the track is. And it was fine. And said, oh, we'll see what the barrier draws. So that'll sway us. We draws out. We'll just save her and trial her and run her in a fortnight. But she's drawn five, so had no excuse not to run again. She's done a treat since winning first up.
You got Cariff in the Doncaster Prelude in the Dardo Tan Chim Nam colours. Regan Bayless aboard. How do you assess Cariff's chances today?
Oh, he's certainly going to get better once the distances rise for him. He's come back and he's been gelded since Sandown. So, you know, you see a completely different horse in front of us now. I know he's a little bit older type of animal, but what he's done, you know, in the last sort of 2 years has been, it got to a really good level for him. But you know, he's just got that ultimate gear change now, and we can just, you know, train him as a stayer, and he'll keep improving once the distances start to step up for him.
Doesn't look like you're going to gain a start in the last with Bound to Win. If something, we're almost at final stretchings now, so unlikely to gain a start there. You got any more current information there, Paul?
No, I'm glued to the refresh button like you are. So, yeah, it's a shame because she's going really well. It was a nice race for her to run in today, but we'll save her for another day.
Couple at the provincial meeting at Kembla Grange today. Adelaide Slight, race one, and Harlem Luya in race eight. Anything there that you've got a high expectation for?
Oh, yeah, look, Adelaide Light, it's a new acquisition to the stable. He's been exposed a little bit, so but he just does a little bit much in his races early and mid-race. He starts to get on the chewy a little bit, so we're looking for that sort of just to get him back off and relax. And I'm sure if he can do that, he could certainly run well. Harlem Lewis, same thing. I'm looking for a scratching just to see. She's drawn it like touch awkward, but she gets back anyway. I think we might have a hand force. She might have to run there. There's just limited options for her at the moment.
What are you most looking forward to today, Paul?
Obviously, Senior Fox and California Zimbol. They're the two of my main horses up in Sydney, and obviously the filly down in Melbourne. Looking for Percy Sykes' point of view. Hopefully she can run well there and then come back here in a fortnight and run well again.
Good luck to you and your dad heading towards the championship's end today.
Appreciate it, mate. Thank you.
Paul Snowden there with a few runners and looking forward to seeing that filly head down to Caulfield and what she can do. Philip Stokes has got a hand today that we're keen to get some information about, and he joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Phil.
Yeah, good morning.
Let's start with Mr. Quickie, who's going around in the Victoria Handicap today, and probably not a race we expected to see Mr. Quickie in. Wide a barrier draw. What are your thoughts?
I'm really happy with the horse. He's going as good as he's ever gone, but you know it's obviously a very barrier draw, and you'll probably have to wait and see how the pattern is on the day, if he can run on, because obviously you know, he'll be in the second half looking for some luck, and if he can do that, you know, I feel he can be in the finish.
Well documented that you think he goes best on the fresh side with a little bit of racing under his belt. What do you do with him between runs to try and keep that spring in his step?
Oh, we just he does a lot of pony work, a lot of swimming, and just seems to really thrive on that. Does a few days in the paddock and just keep his work nice and short and sharp.
Aqua Girl's your first runner at Caulfield in race five. Lockie King takes a ride from a wider draw out of the shoot start at 1,100 metres. How do you see Aqua Girl today?
She's
she tries really hard. She's very honest. Bit of a wide barrier draw, but no weight on her back. You know, it's a tough race. You know, she's off winning her last. But when her last start, her work's been good. You know, she's an each way champ.
One of the more intriguing runners of the day, Octane, resumes in race six. First up, Ben Allen doing some riding for the stable aboard both Mr. Quickie and Octane. How's Octane coming to hand?
Octane's great. I feel he'll need the outing today. Caulfield's probably not his track either. He seems to struggle around there, but just thought it was a good starting point. And then you'll see him going over to Adelaide and he'll go in there. He'll lead up to the Goodwood handicap if he's good enough.
Couple in the Easter Cup. Good idea, coming off an Adelaide Cup win, and Amati with Will Price aboard Amati and Michael Poy aboard Good Idea. How do you think they can perform 2,000 metres today?
Oh, look, well short of their best distance, so Good Idea is coming back in trip, obviously, and we're just sort of giving him this run to get him right to go up to the Sydney Cup in 2 weeks' time. But saying that, he's very fit and well. He's got a low barrier draw. He might be a top five chance. And Ahmad, he has been off the scene for 2 years. This is more of a learn sort of race. He's obviously got very good staying form over a longer period, a longer distance. So I feel he'll need a few runs and he might even be a purple way yet.
Oakbank, you're tackling races 7 and 9 and a couple of horses well in the market in race 7 in Symphonette and Seemingly Discreet. How do you split them?
I'd probably be leaning towards Seemingly Discreet because she's more of an on-pace sort of runner. That seems to be how that track plays. And Symphonette, obviously, if they can run on, I'm hoping she can get a bit of black tie-up. So, yeah, Seemingly in front of Symphonette.
And also, you've got Amber Dazzle going around at Oakbank as well. How do you line Amber Dazzle up today in race 9?
She's done an amazing job. She's just struggling a bit of late and might have just reached the mark. But, you know, she bought her right form. She could you know, be an each-way chance.
What do you think's your best today, Phil?
I think I haven't got a standout at all. We're all sort of, a lot of them are just resuming or got bad barriers. But I think Mr. Quickie and maybe Octane.
Good luck, Phil.
Thank you.
Phil Stokes there with runners at both Caulfield and at Oakbank. Scratchings are interim at Caulfield. At the moment, there's 23 of them. I'll quickly run through them. We'll do final scratchings just before 8 o'clock. Race 1, take out numbers 9 and 13. Race 2 at Caulfield, scratchings are numbers 9 and 10. Race 3's clear. Race 4, take out numbers 7, 10, 15 and 16. In race 5, scratchings are currently numbers 9, 13, 14, emergencies 18 and 20. Race 6, take out number 3, Native Soldier not resuming today, and 11, Propel. Race 7, take out 7, 14 and 17. Race 8, take out 2, Sosie Bond heading to Sydney. The last of 9, scratchings in race 9, 4, 5, 8 and 12. It's 11:08 on RSN 927, the first word. Take a break. Our quest to try and find some winners at Caulfield and right around the country today. And Simon Zara joins us, the team of Alton Zara, a strong hand heading to Caulfield today. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Warren.
How's the morning dawned at Flemington?
Pretty good. Nice morning. Good to be alive.
Hopefully it's feeling the same by the end of the day. And you've got, as I said, a strong hand right throughout the day. Derive and Divine Diosa go around race 2 at Caulfield, the Bill Collins handicap. What are your thoughts there?
Scratching my head if he was Divine Diosa, friendless in the market. Thought her run the other day was outstanding off a slow speed, 60 kilos, three wide all the way. Overration, everything a bit upside down. So I thought, a quicker backup, 1,400, drops 5 kilos. Looks a nice race for her, and with the 2 scratchings, it looks like, you know, she might be able to, you know, if she begins well, roll forward and be in a good spot.
From Derive, so from your perspective, they should be closer in the market?
Oh, look, definitely, you know, Derive's done nothing wrong, and just, you know, there was a solid tempo at Sandown, and really grinded to the line nicely, and just missed the bob against the boys. Back to the girls, she's had a little freshen up in between, and trialled up nice the other day, so I thought, you know, in good hands going in today.
Race 5 looks a terrific race. You've got 2 in David Moody's Heskett Bloodstock colours in Forever Free and River Knight. How do you line them up against each other?
Yeah, look, I don't think there's much between them. You know, sort of at home, they're both the sort of same style for horses. They're free running sort of fillies. And obviously, River Knight lost their form last time in, but She's had a nice spell and trialled up nicely. So, you know, she's probably doing the better of the two, and she should hopefully, you know, roll forward and have a nice kick at the end, where Forever Free's just going to find it tough out there. Might be in the middle of nowhere. So, you know, not an easy task from out there, but to give her a run up the straight, that three goes up the straight, you know, three shockers. So, obviously, she's a filly that just wants the corner, but she's just going to need a lot of luck from that gate.
Sword of Mercy's had a terrific prep and competed at the elite level. She's at 1,000 metres in race six with Damien Lane aboard from a good draw. What do you think?
Yeah, look, she's going terrific. She's obviously wasn't far off in an overly played, beat Victoria and around the market and, you know, sort of true group one horses. So, you know, she's obviously, we thought she was barely, sort of barely weighted. She got rated 5 points for running fifth in a race, and she picked up 10 grand. So it's a bit disappointing on that sense. She probably should be on the minimum, not with 56, but it is what it is. But look, she's quality mare, loves Caulfield, should be enough speed, and obviously just got to try and, you know, the favourite might get an easier run. So she's just got to beat him, and I think they might like the finish out.
Agile Chivalry can run some of his best races at 1,400 metres at Caulfield. He goes around in the Victoria Handicap, the Elvis Thurgood Victoria Handicap. Is he ready to run to his best today?
Yeah, look, we're a little bit disappointed. First up, we thought he'd run pretty well, but when you sort of dissected the sectionals and the way the track played on the day, he probably had absolutely no hope. You know, they ran 1.92 off the front, so it was a bit of an impossible task. He's had that extra week in between, which is probably been a bit of a blessing. He pulled up a little bit jarry out of that Mooney Valley run. So it's just nice time to get over it. He's drawn just a bit sticky, but he'll roll forward and, you know, he's a quality horse and looks well-weighted. So, you know, I think he should run a big race today.
Shandy, a horse that's very well regarded by the stable and got a close connection to the stable through Sharni Rose. Great winning first up at Sandown. And how'd she come through that?
Yeah, look, she's come through well. It was a big win, but you know, she just sort of sprinted late and had really good sectionals. They were some of the quickest for the day. So she's obviously a quality mare going places. You know, she's drawn nicely. She'll get a lovely run. Just going to need a little bit of luck to sort of get off the fence and get rolling at the right time. Look, she gets that. We know the quality and the turn of foot that she's got, and I thought she'd be hard to beat. You know, I think last time we got sucked into going up a grade probably a bit earlier, but now she's a bit more mature mare. She's going absolutely terrific.
Who do you think's the best of them at Caulfield?
Yeah, I thought probably Shandy was probably our best with Sword of Mercy not far behind.
Good luck today, Simon.
No worries. Thanks, Warren.
Shandy the best, not far behind Sword of Mercy, races 9 and 6 today for the Alet and Zara camp. Strong hand for the Mar and Eustace stable, and Dave joins us this morning. Dave Eustace, good morning, Dave.
Warren, morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and putting a lot of work into where you run your horses and you know, obviously late scratchings, etc., trying to find the right races for horses, and been reflected in the performances of the stable. You've kept Incredulous Dream and all of your runners in at Caulfield today. Incredulous Dream goes around race two. How'd she come through that win at Mornington?
I drew really well. You know, she put the icing on the wall in her trials that she was going to run very well fresh, and she did. She's obviously a winner at 14 at the track, so you know, that's the box ticked, and I think she's in for a really good preparation and is going to be able to push on to sort of stakes races in the next 2 or 3 months.
Paldoro finally broke through. He goes round in a stronger race four.
Paldoro and Cardro didn't want to scratch.
Ah, just come out. Sorry, I haven't updated my screen. Apologies for that. Let's move to Persan, who was terrific winning first up at Mooney Valley recently. How's he come through that?
He's come through it, you know, exceptionally well. We haven't sort of missed a beat really, with him, really, which is always nice. Had a couple of nice gallops since then. Hold his condition very well. Obviously, the draw's a little bit tricky. It doesn't look to be a huge amount of pace in the race, but he's probably not quite ready to be punching forward. So I'll just have to work it out, really. I suspect it'll be midfield with a bit of cover, hopefully, and hopefully not caught wide.
How did he come through that first up run from a physical point of view?
Yeah, very well. Yeah, yeah. No, he's come through extremely well. Couldn't be happy with him.
Bam's on fire. Had a bit of a... Well, she wasn't on fire in Sydney last start. How is she going into the Victoria Handicap today, race 8?
She's always had a tendency to hang to her left. Even, you know, when racing very well, she's always done that. So she's had two goes going that way and without any joy at all. So we're sort of confident we can put a line through that. She's had a bit of time to get over it, jumped out really well last week and trained well this week. So look, it's not a nice draw for her because she does lug to the rail and from out there, difficult to see where she's going to fit in the run, but they'll go quick. Oh, it certainly looks like they will on paper. So I suspect she'll be sort of second half. You know, coming with a long run on the outside is not really her running style. But hopefully Jamie can sort of straighten her up, and she obviously knows her well. So we'll leave it up to her.
Sir Dragonette and Southern France in the Group 1 Tancred Stakes on a good four track at Rose Hill. Your thoughts there?
Both in really good form. You know, we thought the backup would suit Sir Dragonette. He wasn't stopping at all at the line, and, you know, some of his best runs have been over a mile and a half. Drop of rain would have been lovely, but it hasn't come, and it'll be safe ground. And he ran, you know, very well on a firm track in the Melbourne Cup, so... I think over ground, he should handle it fine. He just hasn't got the toe to sort of run shorter trips on quick ground. And Southern France, his return was very good against some very good horses that had only beaten sort of four or five lengths over a mile, and he hadn't ran for a long time. So we've been very happy with him at home, and I think he'll run a nice race as long as he doesn't find the ground too quick either.
Delusions and Reserve Street head to Warwick, Nabil, in races 5 and 7, respectively. Any expectation there?
Delusions is scratched, and Reserve Street's in the Cup. Got the ability and ran very well at the Moody Valley the other day, but he's an all-time tinker. You never know which one's going to turn up. So we're very fond of him, but you can't trust him.
Who do you think's your best today, Dave?
I think Incredulous Dream's probably our best.
Good luck with the team today, David.
Thank you.
Dave Eustace there. Those scratchings are now final at Caulfield. We'll just run through them before heading to John Bowden for the news. At Caulfield, there are a total of 23 scratchings. So those interims we gave before were final. Race 1, scratch numbers 9 and 13. Race 2 at Caulfield, take out numbers 9 and 10. Race 3 is clear of scratchings. Race 4, we take out numbers 7, 10, 15 and 16. Race 5, remove numbers 9, 13, 14, emergencies 18 and 20. Race 6, take out numbers 3 and 11. Race 7, scratch numbers 7, 14 and 17. Race 8, just take out number 2. And the last of 9, the scratchings are numbers 4, 5, 8 and 12. It's a minute after 8 on RSN 927, the first word. We've got the panel with Dean Lester, David Gately and Nick Quinn after the news with John Bowden.